here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, August the 28th, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who said one ought every day at least to hear a little song, read a good poem, see a fine picture, and if it were possible, to speak a few reasonable words. That was Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, the father of German literature, born in Frankfurt, 1749, on this day, the author of the epic drama Faust. Moved to Italy when he was 37, when he came back to Germany, 1788, fell in love with a woman from Weimar, Christiane Vulpius, who was 23. She was 16 years younger. Wrote her an epithalamion, a poem written for a bride on the way to the marital chamber. But Goethe didn't actually marry her. They lived together for 18 years unwed. And they were living together in 1806, unmarried with children, when Napoleon's French soldiers came and broke into their home in Weimar. They were drunk. Goethe was in his nightgown, came downstairs. He talked them into leaving, but they came back later with bayonets drawn, marched into the bedroom. Goethe was terrified, but Christiane started shouting at them. She fought with them. She protected Goethe, pushed the soldiers out of the house, barricaded the kitchen so they wouldn't try to steal any more food. And in gratitude, Goethe went down to a church the very next day, and he married her, his live-in girlfriend of 18 years. In that same year, 1806, he published a preliminary version of Part One of Faust, the story of the scholar Heinrich Faust who makes a deal with the devil. A great epic with everything in it, seduction, murder, sleeping potions, an illegitimate love child, a stray poodle that turns into the devil, contract signed with blood, imprisonment in dungeons, heavenly voices, and redemption. Sometimes called a closet drama because it's meant to be read and not performed. He spent 50 years working on this two-volume masterpiece. Came out in 1832, the year of Goethe's death. Christiane survived for only a decade after she married Goethe, and in later life, Goethe, at the age of 73, fell passionately in love with an 18-year-old woman, Ulrike Levitsoff. She was witty and beautiful, and he was smitten. He wrote poems for her. He asked her to marry him, but she turned him down, and he was devastated. And in his melancholy and dejection, he wrote one of his best poems, the Marienbad Elegy. Here's a poem for today by Susan Ludvigsen entitled Not Swans. I drive toward distant clouds and my mother's dying. The quickened sky is mercury. It slithers across the horizon. Against that liquid silence, a V of birds crosses, sudden and silver. They tilt, becoming white light as they turn, glitter like shooting stars, arcing slow motion out of the abyss, not falling. Now they look like chips of flint, the arrow broken. I think this isn't myth. They are not signs, not souls. Reaching blue again, they're ordinary ducks, or maybe Canada geese. Veering away, they shoot into the west, too far for my eyes, aching as they do. Never mind what I said before. Those birds took my breath. I knew what it meant. A poem by Susan Ludvigsen, Not Swans, from Sweet Confluence, New and Selected Poems, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.